This is Local Views, third time in December, '08. Businesses closing, that's a dominant theme in the news these days. From the corner store to the big three, anyone living from month to month and mouth to mouth without a healthy cash stash is toast. Even getting by on credit may not work because the people sitting on the cash aren't inclined to lend it. Instead of borrowing money from the banks, people are lending money to the banks, billions of bucks. Most everyone outside of Washington, D.C. seems to understand the lunacy of that. Reorganizing, that's what some people call it when they go broke. One of the true axioms of capitalism is that someone always steps in to fill a need. Times like these, nearly everyone is reorganizing. It's like a fresh deck and a new deal. One man's bankruptcy is another man's opportunity. The story this week about the impending bankruptcy of the Tribune Company is an indication of how the culture is reorganizing right along with the economy. This is a privately held company that owns three of the country's most venerable cultural institutions, the Chicago Tribune, the Los Angeles Times, and the Chicago Cubs. We have a vital cultural interest in having the Cubs continue to impersonate a baseball team, and someone is sure to step in and fill that need. So let's talk about the newspapers. Some people are saying that newspapers are obsolete. Back in the 1970s, we were concerned about the demise of head-to-head competition among newspapers. These days, even the big cities are down to just one daily, and that means you have to look somewhere else if you want to discern multiple points of view. That's one reason why it looks terminal for the dailies, but the real reason, of course, is the Internet. Although it's not doing it yet, the Internet can do everything a newspaper can do in the way of providing information and do it faster, but the medium still is at least part of the message. With the growth of television in the 1950s, some people were ready to bury their radios, but we soon discovered that each medium had its own distinct role in the culture. The newspapers of the future will abandon the idea of the scoop. The screen will scoop the printing press every time, but sometimes it's necessary to turn your pages manually instead of electronically. I don't think we'll ever see the day when we all take our laptops to the bus, the bathroom, or the breakfast table. But for those who just scan the headlines, the daily paper just isn't worth dropping the coins in the slot. Someone who understands what newspapers don't need to do anymore and what they still must do needs to step in and fill the need for a Times and a Trib. Everyone who holds a political office and doesn't die on the job eventually gets the blessing and the curse of being a lame duck. But there's nothing quite like a lame duck president. For nearly 3 months while the White House staff packs the boxes and takes the frames off the walls, the president has an orgy of executive orders, rewarding the favored causes and campaign contributors, pardoning the favored criminals, and getting in a few digs at the new guy moving in, especially if he's from the other political party. As the Bush gang gets out of Dodge, many of the profiteers of pollution are getting a free pass, but it's not as bad as it looks. There's little the bushwhacker can do with his ballpoint that Obama can't undo with his. If you've always wanted to pack your AK-47 into a national park in the winter, now's your chance, but no one is really going to be mining for coal in the Grand Canyon before January 20th. Another symptom of acute lame duckism is putting the spin on your legacy. This is where W gets to show that he's learned to tell the big lie without that annoying smirk he wore through his first term. The guy who still thinks he's the president has been giving interviews in which he gives not an inch on his commitment to bringing all-out war to the Middle East, even while acknowledging that he's leaving it to the Democrats to figure out how to get out of it. Bush said that his administration is leaving the Middle East, quote, a freer, more hopeful, and more promising place, and that he has laid a foundation of trust between Israelis and Palestinians. Newspapers may not be dead, but if Bush can say those things with a straight face, then satire is on life support. If the retail economy is in radical reorganization, then the advertising biz may have to change the wardrobe and makeup, too. A piece from the Washington Post last week described a 3-year study in which the subjects had their brains scanned while they absorbed various advertising messages. In one part of it, their responses were found to be almost identical to religious icons and images of popular brand names. The researchers concluded that consumers have something like a religious experience when regarding the icons of corporate culture. They missed the obvious conclusion that there's no measurable difference and no moral distinction between selling spiritual enlightenment and selling any other product. That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you that this commentary doesn't sell any enlightenment for KVMR, its management staff, or contributors. Email mark@kaloki.com.